This is Walter Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Walter. He was born 10-15-85. And what's today? Today is 11:30. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, severe leg pain, arm pain, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, not feeling well, tiredness, some shortness of breath, severe weakness, history of fatty liver, history of PVD, in the lower extremity, history of high cholesterol with hemoglobin A1C of 5.9. Mr. Jackson is a 37-year-old gentleman who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Some symptoms go back to about 4 to 5 days, period. He was diagnosed with flu A beginning of November and was treated with Tamiflu. He did well. He did not develop any sequelae of the flu until about 3 weeks ago, until he started having problems again, as I mentioned, period. Review of system, has had nausea, has had diarrhea, has had abdominal pain, has had severe leg pain, cough, congestion, has had a history of fatty liver, obesity, possible sleep apnea, but it has never been diagnosed, and tiredness with history of hypertension. Medication, clonazepam and tenoretic. He's not taking the clonazepam. He wanted a prescription for it today. I told him with his condition, both positive COVID and positive flu, it's better not to start that, and we'll hold off on it. Medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, COVID immunization, none, but has had COVID last year, allergy, none, family history, diabetes, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, no cancer, surgery, appendectomy, review of system as above, 269 pounds, 99, 98.4, 16, 105, 138 over 75, heart positive, swim positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflamed, large condom, local skin shows no rash. Assessment, number 1, positive for flu B. Number 2, positive for COVID-19. Number 3, negative for strep. Number 4, rosefenegram now. Next time is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next one is Paxlovid, non-renal, for the next 5 days. Next number, Tamiflu 75 for the next, twice a day for the next 5 days. Next number, no steroids for now. Next number is lots of rest. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is Motrin and take Motrin and Tylenol, alternating between the two. Next number is history of fatty liver, slightly worsened. Next number is tachycardic. Next number is palpitation, causes to an echocardiogram, which showed no evidence of valvular disturbance. Next number is because of his dizziness, which is multifactorial. We looked at his carotid artery, especially with family history of stroke. No evidence of significant stenosis noted. Cholesterol 230 was beginning of this year. I'm sure it's worse now. Next time he needs to lose weight. Next time, again, he did not refill his clonopin / clonazepam today. Next number, he will see me in 3 days. Next number, I begged him to have a chest x-ray done, but he doesn't want to at this time. He says, I'm breathing fine. His O2 side is stable. And especially in the face of COVID-19, I would like to do a chest x-ray, but hold off at this time. And we'll recheck that again when I see him in 2 days. Next number, he knows to go to the emergency room if his condition worsens. Thank you.